Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Serendipity of 70, number 70, that's the number we're at. Holy crap, I got my wingman Zambo to my Rizite.
What's up, fuckers?
What the hell is that?
I don't know, I wanted to do that.
Oh my lord. Right off the bat?
Yes.
Holy crap.
That's okay, that's all I wanted to do. I'm going to be low energy for the rest of the episode.
Oh my lord.
I just wanted to get the one out, I'm sorry.
No, I like the high energy,
oh,
but
you're welcome.
I mean, the verbiage,
the verbiage I probably could have changed, but
holy cow.
I already said it, so it's there.
Damn, man.
Yeah.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn, bud.
Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, Making Soy Sauce Cool Again, Mane & Tail Hair Care Products, Discover the Secret, and Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology, the right product for everything you need.
Damn, son.
All right. What's
so,
up?
So what's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How was your Father's Day?
It was wonderful. Thank
good.
You for
I know
asking.
You had sushi.
I did. We're gonna talk
good.
About all that stuff. All
right,
stuff.
No problem.
What do you call it? I actually wanted to do something that we haven't done on this show.
Mm.
Because I know that now, aside from, you know, iHeart and
I am
and what?
I am suspicious.
It's not crazy. It's something that
I'm
you
just
do
always
all the
suspicious.
Time. So iHeartRadio, iTunes, you can get us Google Play, all that for Within Brim Skin. But we're also now on a bunch of other networks that you submitted
yeah,
us.
Yeah. We are on quite a lot, actually.
Do you have the is it the same list as GHR almost?
It is almost the same list. I could probably try and read them off. Give me a sec. I'll
yeah,
pull
so
up.
this way, you know, people know that they can get us on some, you know, different networks, but maybe you guys should know how many
yeah.
networks you can actually get
like,
Within Brim Skin on.
So, just give me a sec. I'm waiting for my notes app to load real quick. Okay, so apart from where you can normally get us, which is, you know, Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, we have Amazon Alexa, we got TuneIn, there's Stitcher, Breaker, and I believe we also have us on CastBox FM, Overcast FM, Radio Public, Podbean, Pocket Cast, Luminary. I'm like making sure, I'm like double checking in my head. Deezer.
Blueberry.
And of course, Within Brim Skin right here, baby.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
What yeah, do you call? So we have some. We have
so
some.
We have some.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's not the same as
no, no, no.
GHR.
I have to organize the list a little bit here for this one if you want
yeah.
me to do that every time.
Well, GHR is, we have our, you know, that's obviously the flagship brand.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, we're all over the place with GHR.
And of course, you can, you know, honestly, between GHR and Within Brim Skin, if you just Google the show respectively, you can find us wherever good podcasts are held. Like,
right.
really, at this point, you
it's
can just
true.
Google us.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound like, you know, ego about it, but it's like, it's true. Yeah. You can, at this point, just Google us.
You could Google me, biatch.
Google me.
So that being said,
today's secret word is
Google.
Oh, do I get to retro view? Do I get to retroactive or no?
No.
Okay, good.
If you really want to, you can.
No, I'm good. I think that screen
yeah,
kind
this'll
of
do it for you. There you go.
Thanks, Macaulay. Thanks, Matt.
Oh my God. So speaking of Macaulay Culkin, mm-hmm. What do you call it?
Culkin?
Yeah, well, he's done a lot of coke.
Oof.
He's a little, you know, out there.
Oof.
All
right. He's clean now. How dare you?
I don't know how clean. I've seen what he looks like. I don't know how clean he is. You know what I mean? I'm talking about in the dirty aspect.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, he's probably showered once or twice, but
it's
I'm
possible.
Sure he's sober at this point.
I don't know. But, you know, hey, look.
Maybe.
Look, it is what
hey,
it
I don't
is.
Judge. I don't
Macaulay,
judge.
You want to come on GHR and chat with us? I'm more than happy to have
Mac
you on.
Mac, baby. You could talk to me
You know
anytime.
What I'm saying? I just want to be like, ah!
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know. But anyway, so
yeah.
that being said,
yeah.
I just watched a video. All right, there's this dude that is the scientist guy. I can't remember what the hell
what
his name
do?
Is. But he's the one who does like all the different scientific contraptions that that screw with people.
Captain Disillusion?
No. He did like the squirrel thing and
now
and he did the it's the doorstep the you know they put the iPhone thing on the doorstep for people to purposely steal.
Oh, that dude! And then it was like
a glitter
bomb.
Fart spray.
That was
yeah.
so cool.
So he did the one last year, but then apparently he did a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one
I've
actually
seen this one.
It has Macaulay Culkin inside the what do you call it, in the video.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to see what he
thought of like the fart spray and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And apparently on the recordings, when it starts talking to the people now, it does like different lines from
Keep
Home Alone.
The change, you filthy
yeah,
animal.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So what do you call it? So he was in the whole thing. I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's
okay.
So cool.
But it was fun though.
It's cool.
Funny.
You know, and Macaulay's been doing like not to focus on him a little bit, but he has been doing a lot of online-based content. I've seen him with these movie review guys that I pay attention to.
Okay.
They're called Red Letter Media. They're over in Wisconsin. And they're really cool dudes. They're really laid back, and the way that they do things is very similar to what we do, except they do it with movies, just strictly movies.
That's right. Don't step on our toes, mofos.
They know their stuff.
Don't
they know their stuff. But they're also filmmakers, and they've worked in many, many parts of Hollywood.
What's up, Doc?
Exactly.
Stay away
so,
from us.
So they're friends with Macaulay. So every now and again, there's a little, like a play on words that Macaulay sleeps in the studio next to one of the guys. His name is Rich. So at the end of every guest segment that he's on, you see him get into a sleeping bag in the middle of an empty warehouse with like that dude next to him. And he goes, "Can I be the little spoon this time?"
Ew. It's
absolutely hysterical.
Don't forget to bring it down.
It's funny. It's fun. No, it's jokingly, but it's funny. It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
That's okay. It's I will show you. It's funny.
So wait, so when the two of them get together, it's kind of like...
For Rich, yeah. Not for Mac. It's actually really funny. It's really funny.
I don't know. Listen, hey, again, Macaulay, you want to come on the air with us?
More than happy to chat
what do you call
with you,
it, GHR? I'd be interested. Listen.
Honestly, he is doing a lot of online-based content. Mm. We could potentially see what we can do.
Well, we get people a lot bigger than Macaulay Culkin, but, you know...
But still Macaulay Culkin.
I'm not saying that... Listen, I have nothing against Macaulay Culkin.
No, me neither.
You know, I think he's funny.
Yeah.
You know, in terms
he's
of...
He's got some funny stuff.
In terms of, you know, the fact that he grew up in front of a camera. You know, mm-hmm. I gather and I understand, you know, the stuff you go through.
Yeah, being a child star has a lot to come with, and he fell off the wagon, but then got back on, and now he's doing his own thing. He's riding the wave, and he's doing good.
Yeah, so, you know, if he wants to do something, hey, I'm happy to have
him. Hey, baby, I'll be willing to talk.
It's the same thing with What's-His-Face.
Who?
The freaking train wreck and a half. Oh, my God.
There's quite a lot of those.
Goonies. Mouth.
Mouth?
Corey Haim. No, Corey.
Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman.
Oh!
Corey Feldman,
yeah. Well, Corey Feldman's going with a league of his own right now, but yeah, I understand.
Him and I have a lot of mutual friends,
mm-hmm.
and I gotta believe that I could get him to come and do something, but I don't know if I want
try.
It. I don't
it
know if I
try.
Want it.
What do you think would happen?
I just think he's so bizarre, man.
But then that would be the content.
Okay.
Remember, there's relatable content, there's cute content,
true.
There's romantic content, and then
true.
There's the weird content. The weird content can get you the most amount of views. That's why Pimple Popper is now having her own show on TLC.
Oh, it's been there.
No,
it's
no, no it's a new season. It's a brand new
one.
Show. Brand new show
remember
on TLC.
Remember when she was on?
Yeah.
Remember I called
when
her like 5 minutes
when
before
I saw
we put
her
on?
On the show, when I saw her on the commercial, I was like, I had her on the show before. You go, girl. And that's literally how I felt. I'm like, you go, girl. And like that was it for me, you know?
I've got to say, it was probably GHR that pushed her to be where she is now.
Yeah, you know? And you know, the...
She never sent us those socks, though.
No, I wish she did. We got to reach out to her.
I did. I called her not too long ago, and I never heard back.
Oh, no, she's too big for
I'm
her
a little upset about that, actually.
She must be a little too big of an abscess. She may need to be drained.
Nah, I like her.
No,
like
she's
her.
Cool. She's cool.
She was fun. She was funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole thing with Corey Feldman, he's just so out there and bizarre. I think that... First of all, listen, people, you know, I've been in the entertainment industry, as you know, or may not know.
Quite some time.
For 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I get it. The entertainment industry does a lot to you.
Yeah.
Not even the industry itself, but the people within it and without it. You know what I mean?
The little cliques and the clubs
you
around.
You get so much crap thrown at you. Good, bad, indifferent, you know. It's
good,
just,
bad, ugly,
it
sex
changes,
trafficking, all of it.
Oh, God. Don't
Sorry.
Talk, that's that whole Epstein thing. We talked about that last week.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But anyway, you know, the fact of the matter is it changes people.
Mm-hmm.
It changes people. It
truly does.
And, you know, so I can understand why he's gone, you know, off the deep
way
end.
He has, yeah.
However, it's just a lot, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know. I'm good.
You think he may be too much to handle? Is
I'm
that what
good.
You're trying to say?
You know me. I can handle.
Of
I
course,
can
you
handle
can handle
people.
Quite a lot.
But I don't know if I'd be able to handle that.
That's fair. That's fair.
You know
That's
what
fair.
I'm saying?
Like, but you never know. You
I don't,
never
I,
know.
I probably could.
He may be pretty low key.
I doubt
unless
that.
When you bring up certain topics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if we stay away from certain topics, maybe he'll be fine. I don't mean anything against Corey Feldman.
No,
I have
we'll
nothing
see.
Against him.
No, I think it would be fun. But again. He's so
we
out
don't know
there.
How it would go.
He's so out there right
gotcha,
now.
Gotcha.
You know what'd be really fun though?
What?
Having Corey Feldman and Macaulay Culkin on at the same time.
That'd be kind of cool.
And have them interview each other.
And we don't say a word.
Yeah.
We just give him a couple interview questions and we have them go at it. We'll do like what Josh Brolin did with Ryan Reynolds and do playground insults and try not to laugh at them.
That'd
be so
funny.
Perfect.
I don't know. Listen, I love both actors.
Agreed.
I think that they are phenomenal in everything that they've done. What do you call it? Listen, who didn't cry when what's his face got stung with all those bees?
Oh my God.
What did he call himself? What was the name of the you know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
My Girl.
Oh my God.
I can't believe I forgot the name that he was.
Oh, I don't
his
remember
character.
The guy. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He stepped out of a beehive or something.
Yeah,
he got
yeah.
stung to death.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. That was so
allergic.
Sad. So sad.
What do you call it? But yeah, that's Danielle's favorite. That's her I always cry part of the movie.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you call it? That's why she'll be mad at me when she knows that I forgot the goddamn name.
Oh. Well, hey, Danielle, for what it's worth, it's okay.
There you go. Anyway, you want to take us out, Steve?
Yeah, sure. We'll be right back with Within Brim Skin because we've got plenty more to talk about. So let's keep going.
Hey, guys. This is Anna Mia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba! Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman! Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoica, the voice of Owl, Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Grimm, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely going to pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
So, what do you call it? Wow, 70.
Yeah.
We're 70
episodes
weeks
down.
Old.
Yeah.
How ridiculously crazy is that?
Well, how many more weeks do we have in this year? Do you think we'll hit 100?
For this year?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hit 100?
4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
You think so?
Just under 100.
Okay, so 100. Then 2021 is the year of 100 episodes.
Yeah.
So then there you go.
That's going to be amazing.
What are you going to do? What do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. We'll do something special.
We're pretty far out.
We will definitely do something special. I know we always forget with GHR.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. And we already passed 250, by the way.
Did we?
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
It is so cool.
It's insane.
We're already halfway to 500. Think about that.
That's nuts.
That's what I think. It's wild.
That's, yeah. And we've had some amazing freaking people.
Oh, my God.
Like, our guest list is, like, insane.
It's forever expanding.
You know?
My God.
It's just crazy. Well, to think about how far we've come in the time that we've been doing the show, I mean, it's just absolutely incredible.
We've done nothing but exponential growth. Like, yeah, of course, there's some rough patches in between, but, like, that's with everything. But the overall scheme, if you were to look at, like, the general timeline of GHR as a whole, has grown exponentially over time.
Absolutely.
It's so cool.
It's craziness.
Imagine that, man.
You know, I absolutely love what we've done with it. And you know, I had the need to do spinoff. I had the need to do, you know, a show where I can just rant and
let the hair down just a smidge.
Yeah, and sometimes we talk about some of the same things, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And by the way, just because it's within Brimskin doesn't mean that Zambo isn't 100%, you know, a part of this. And
No.
It's not just my show.
It is mainly your show, but I am definitely your co-pilot in this adventure because you work very well when conversing with somebody.
Yeah.
I know you, and it works. And that's how this show works. It's literally a ranting series for you, which I will gladly step back when I need to step back and let you talk. But then also at the same time, I'll be like, hey, hang on a second. I got something to say, boy. You know?
I got to tell you, you know, Alex is still very much part of the show.
Very much too. When he does.
Yeah, and he does all the editing for the show.
He's our producer.
So it's just, I do miss having him on as well.
Me too.
Because the three of us, we have a really good rapport together.
Three caballeros.
It's a really, really fun thing.
We are the tres caballeros.
But what do you call it? I wanted to bring Alex up on purpose. Yeah. So Alex was supposed to be in studio tonight.
He was.
And this freaking kid, I don't know how he does it, but he's consistently gets himself in some like strange ass positions for one reason or another. This time he has poison ivy?
Poison oak all over his hands.
Holy shit.
And his legs.
How?
I don't know.
It's like, what are you doing, dude?
I don't know.
I love the kid to death. I just can't.
I don't know. But speaking of outdoors, too, for those who are on Long Island, though, be careful. We have Lone Star ticks now. And Lone Star ticks are ones that you have to be very wary of. If you are bitten by them and they do manage to actually bite you and take your blood, you have a very high chance of developing an allergic reaction to red meat.
Really?
So please, for the love of God, tick check yourself. Tick check your pets.
Well, and what is this in the Long
Island?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about what kind of grass and, you know.
Anything. Any grass. I swear.
Really?
Small grass, tall grass, brushes, bushes, trees. Be careful. Lone Star ticks are dangerous. We found some on Jenna's dog. Jenna's sister got bit. And Jenna's grandfather got bit. And I say this now because it is happening. My brother was doing yoga in the backyard of our house, and one was crawling around on his yoga mat, and he got off it and flicked it off just in time before it got to him. So please, dear God, be careful if you have, you know, environmental friendly pesticides to get rid of Lone Star ticks or to at least ward them off. Use them, and if not, find somebody who does. All right?
Yeah,
I say this out of kindness, and I say this out of being out of caution.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just as bad as COVID.
Wow. That's, yeah.
And well, I mean, you can get sick and be sick for a while, or you can be sick for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I don't.
Not only can you be allergic to red meat, you can also contract Lyme's disease. So a 1-2 punch ain't a happy thing.
Yeah. I do not want to get anything that's going to cause me an issue with red meat.
You will literally become a pescatarian for life.
A pescatarian.
Yeah, pesca-vegetarian.
Ill.
Yeah.
No, man.
Fish and vegetables, that's all you would be able to do.
Ugh, no.
Imagine that. You can still have chicken and turkey, you just can't have red meat. But you don't like turkey.
I don't like turkey.
Chicken you like, but you would only be able to have that meat.
Yeah.
You would be so upset.
No,
I could see you.
I could.
You would be broken.
I would be broken.
You would be broken.
I would be broken.
The amount of foodiness that we are. It would break us all.
What's funny is, I was talking to anybody who wants to see.
Yeah.
I did a live with our buddy Charles Martinet earlier this week. You can find that on. We have it listed on the GHR page on Facebook, as well as the Brimstone page on Facebook. I did it on my personal page because I like to do personal things.
Well, I mean, it's fair. I mean, you want to try and get your online presence up a little bit more than just simply posting. You want to do some more active things, which I'm all for. You do you, man.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing. So I've been doing this thing, and it's not a consistent show on purpose.
Yeah.
But what
it's
do you call
surprise.
It? I've been calling it, quarantine with Brimstone. You
I
know
like
what
that.
I mean? And and basically what it is I'm spending time with some friends who I don't necessarily always get to see or speak to, and catching up. And basically we're opening the door for other people to kind of pay attention and hang out with us while we're catching up.
Yeah,
I did with Steve Colter, Dinko D. The list goes on. But Veronica Taylor.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now we did it with I did it today with Charles
nice.
Martinet.
And that's cool though.
And that you guys, if you're on, And
I'd be more than happy to do it.
You know that
one
you're allowed to pop in with
me.
Yeah,
if you want to do one over the weekend, you know what to do. Just hit me up and I'll be like, "Hey, are you down for one of them?" I'll be like, "Yeah, probably." And I'll let you know.
It's a lot of fun and what do you call it? One of the things
hell, if we could both figure out how to stream Animal Crossing at the same time.
That would be cool.
Quarantine time with Brimstone and Zambo.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing edition. Boom. Done.
I would love to do some of the videos for that. Because I know all the crap now. You know what I mean? Like, I could go on, and I'm more entertaining than half the people that are on there. You know what I'm saying?
So there's a couple of things that you can get that just connect to your TV, and then you just connect it to a computer, and it kind of does most of the work for you, that you just need to connect a streaming account to, like Twitch or something, and then boom, it's on the road, and you're off to the races. So that's not too hard for someone like you to set up.
You know what I think we should do?
What's up?
I think what would be really cool is when we're allowed to travel again, we both have our Switches with us.
Stream on the road.
And we stream on the road.
Oh, baby.
And we do educational videos. You know what I mean? Like those educational type videos.
Okay.
And show people how to do certain things.
Oh, like on the show floor? Or do you mean
on like for YouTube.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, hey, learn how to do this.
Hey.
Learn how to do that.
I like that.
Isn't that a cool thing?
I like that. So and what the funny part is too? I recently bought a TV from Walmart, no free ads, on clearance.
Oh.
Originally it's about $180. I got it for $30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, baby.
Nice.
So a travel TV for us. Boom.
Really?
Yeah. So now we got two TVs. So now it could be set up properly to where we both get to play.
That's pretty cool.
Easily.
See, that something like that I think would be it'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we film it. And if we really want to get fancy, we could just throw Tom in on it too.
I bet you Tom would have
Tom would definitely want to do
it. Oh yeah.
But you and I usually tour a lot more together.
True, but that doesn't mean he's not tagging along.
Yeah, that's
true. Like if he takes the floor.
He does. When he's around, when he's with us,
I'm not.
But there are times that you and I have wind up going and we got things going on.
Yeah.
Although there are times that Tom and I are gone. I think I've been away with all three of you guys.
At least
and
once
Tom,
separately.
Separately on different occasions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you guys have any of you have gone away without me.
I think we were going to originally before COVID hit. We were going to do something. Was it in Vermont or was it in Connecticut
I was
or something?
Be with you. Yeah.
You were going to be with us.
Never mind.
I thought it was you were not going to be able to.
There was one event.
But
it wasn't Vermont. But that I wasn't going to go to, and
that
was going to be
the
first
time.
We were
booking for that was going to be that first time. I totally forget the details on it because. COVID.
Yeah.
But I remember that. That would have been that time.
Yeah.
That totally would have been.
It's crazy. We've done a lot in the time we've been together.
It's just
interesting.
And it's just only getting stranger.
Yeah. It's only getting stranger. But anyway, so catch Charles Martinet with me. You can find that. It's a very, very laid back hangout time with Charles.
Catch me for half
a
second, by the way, too.
Yeah. No, you came on after we were already off.
Oh, damn it.
You were
okay,
already off. The reason why I went there, and I'll make this quick,
is that
he's gone vegan.
No way.
Which is crazy because Charles eats
nothing against him. I did not expect that.
No.
I would not expect that.
It's for health. He wants to be healthier.
Completely understandable.
Is he going to stay like that forever? Who knows? But
he may do it for a while, see how he feels, and be like, all right, maybe I can try and do more vegetarianism than veganism and then take it from there. So you never know what he's going to do. And I wish him luck. I wish him the best because, I know a few people that are vegan. I know a few people that are vegetarian.
Yeah.
I know people that have all types of dietary restrictions. And some are happy. Some are miserable.
He's
some
lost
are getting
pounds.
Used to it. He's lost 20 pounds.
40.
40 pounds. Yeah.
Looks great. He looks
good
great.
Good for him.
He looked good before.
Dude,
but,
I know,
but he
like,
looked, he looked really good.
If he's if he's getting better, oh, good for
yeah.
him.
But they take nice walks at night, you know, and we're not saying where they are or whatever, but, you know, he takes, you know, the long walks at night and what do you call it? There's like canals over there.
Well,
beautiful.
Long walks on
I'll show you some photos.
He
sent me photos from his walks. What do you call it? I'll share.
That's
with you.
So nice.
Yeah,
though.
You know, I listen. I love Charles.
That
and
that legitimately warms my heart.
Yeah, he's just I'm just happy that he's okay and
me
things
too.
Are well with him,
especially in these times.
Yeah. What do you call? Listen, why don't we take a quick break? We'll be right back with him, Brimskin.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course.
Try this. Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%.
Hey, that's my line.
It worked. Thanks, Budget Heroes.
We saved today.
I see what you did there.
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dalla's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hello.
What do you call it? By the way, I want to commend you on your energy tonight. I'm very happy.
I've been pretty okay.
You've been on it.
I've had a little bit of food. Before we started, which was good. And then in the middle.
Some hero.
Some hero. We had some Greek food.
Why did I say hero?
Gyro.
Why did I say gyro? Isn't it gyro?
No, it's gyro.
So why do we say gyro?
Because it's American.
Well, that's not just because it's American.
It's Americanized.
So, okay, so gyro is the American way to say gyro?
Yeah. It's an American bastardization of another language.
I need a hero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Arby's commercial?
Yeah.
I need a hero.
Yeah, that's right.
The first time I ever saw that commercial.
Did you laugh?
Oh, my God. I didn't even. All right. So I was with Jen at the time.
Okay.
And we were at a hotel room. And we were just watching TV. And the song was playing. And the music was slowly coming in with the Arby's sandwich. And I'm like, that is hilarious. I bet you they go, I need a gyro. And literally 2.5 seconds later, I need a gyro. And I went, oh! I lost it.
That's funny.
It took me like 10 seconds to like regain my composure.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I got to say that the
what's up?
Gyro from Arby's.
I think
it's pretty good.
It's like me saying GIF and JIF. I'll switch it up all the time. Pecan. Like, it doesn't matter to
me.
Tomato.
You realize the Animal Crossing GIFs that I put up on our Giphy?
They're starting to hit.
They're ridiculous. They've got thousands, tens of thousands.
If you get
tens of thousands.
Okay, so here's the thing. You can actually make some money, though, with Raymond. Raymond, the villager with the two different colored eyes. And
I know
he
is.
Yeah, yeah. If you have him as a villager, you can get like $50 out of that, by the way. You could totally make up the cost of the game.
I'm not going to do that.
Bull.
First of all, okay.
I do it.
I can get Raymond.
Okay.
I can get any character I want.
Yeah, so
kind of. The positive is when you can too.
I know.
What do you call it? First of all, anybody can get them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can get them without having to pay for them because that's the celebrity
no,
privilege.
No, you can get without having to pay for them. I'm just saying you can sell them and make quick buck.
But what I'm saying is that you know, it's illegal, and since we are friendly with Nintendo. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
It is illegal to sell for actual cash.
You're right. All right, so fine. If it's willing, you can make some sweet gold bells.
There you go.
And some gold nuggets.
Well, Nookazon.
And Nookazon is great, and you can make some sweet ironette kitchen sets. You know what I mean?
Have you been doing anything on Nookazon? Have you done that stuff?
I haven't done anything on Nookazon. I've been doing stuff
hidden. You're hidden.
I stay in the shadows, and I'm sorry.
I am.
I've been focusing mainly on getting money and paying off my loan. I have the last loan that I have to pay off.
Okay.
I've been working on the turnip exchange just to, you know, flip turnips real quick.
Yep.
So I've been doing that just to gain a bunch of cash.
Right.
And I've been slowly and surely finishing the construction of the island, not the beautification of the island. So, you know, getting the cliffs right, getting the streams down, all that jazz. Like,
right.
I just managed to finally move my Able Sisters and Nook's Cranny.
Okay.
And now I'm moving the other half of my houses into their proper positions while also simultaneously getting my second and third mountain levels set up. So it's a process.
So you're sitting and really sculpting the island?
I'm really trying.
See, like, I didn't sculpt
the island.
I'm
not going crazy, but like some of the stuff I'm leaving natural,
yeah.
Like the river formation that like both my mouths of my river are on the south side of my island. And it kind of connects with like a semicircle, but it's like a rough semicircle.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that. That's one thing. The second level that I had originally, I took away the inside of it and then molded it ever so slightly because the secret beach is in the back of the, is in the middle of my, the north side of my island. So I want to make a pathway that's really pretty that leads to that beach.
Right.
So that's why it's like a nice little spot. And then I want to kind of like make a nice little forest. I want to make like a zen garden with like all the rocks in there.
Yeah.
Like I want to really
you're actually going to do the rock
thing?
I'm
going to do the rock thing.
That's a bitch and a half to sit and figure.
It's not too bad because you
have to cover every inch of the island.
Shirt mannequins cover a
yeah.
Rocks can only spawn if a 9x9 area of a 9x9 area is clear.
Right.
So if you put strategically shirt mannequins around in 9x9 squares, you can effectively 10 times easier get your rocks in the position you want them.
And then you have to time travel and do all that.
Unless you leave it for days.
And that's the thing is I don't want to sit and time travel and do all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you can set it all
it's
up and then just let it happen
and,
over time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
you
then you have
that.
All the crap laying around the island. See,
as long as you don't care about that for a few days, then yeah, I understand that entirely.
I got a 5-star island, baby. You know.
Got the belt. You got the
The flowers.
The flowers,
yeah.
Special flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
But here's the thing. So now, you know, I have the 5-star island. The reason why I'm not always five star is that I actually have things, because you can only, if you have to have the items placed.
Yeah.
If you have an item dropped,
doesn't count.
It lowers your value of the island. Mm-hmm. But here it is. It's okay. You're allowed to have up to a certain amount. Mm-hmm. I think it's up to like 12 items dropped.
Okay.
All right. But now
before it starts to affect
your score. Mm-hmm. But I have little things set up that look cute,
like little shop stands and stuff.
I have shop stands, but I also have like a little workshop center in my orchard, mm-hmm. in my orchard rather. Has everything that you need to sit and do any kind of
I understand.
DIY. You need something on the spot. So again, you haven't even been to my island.
No, but I understand where you're getting at, because I've seen people do stuff like this. So I kind of have a picture in my head. It's not exact, probably because I haven't seen it. But like, I understand where you're getting at.
Like, I have my own take on how I'm putting the things together, but
yeah,
like Jenna's been to my island.
Yes.
Did she tell you?
You helped water her the flowers.
Does she like it? Or
she loved it. Yeah, she says it's a little she understands how your need for organized chaos is.
Yeah,
so like, she is not a huge fan of the amount of stuff on your island, but she liked the way you laid it out.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the reason why the chaos that's going on is flowers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because right now we're trying to do
all the hybriding. Yeah,
and what do you call it? And
oh, that's one thing I'm setting up, a hybrid station where I can just literally dedicate to flowers.
But it takes so much time for the hybrids to finally come.
Yes. Also,
that's the bitch.
One thing, if you want to optimize your trees, 17 to 20 trees.
Yeah, no, I know that.
Okay,
I know
good,
that.
I'm
but Danielle likes, you know, Danielle likes the open space, and she likes the natural and whatever. So I have my forest space. I have the what do you call it? Like I said, you need to come to the island
to see
what I'm talking about.
I do need to see it.
And but I also, the way I have things laid out, it's because that's where I placed them at the beginning of the game, not knowing what was happening.
It was semi-permanent.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you can move everything, but I was just like, you know what? I don't need to do that. I'll just work around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
you could if you wanted to, though.
Yeah, but now once the flowers are done being bred and we have all the flowers that we want, we're going to change around, like, the different beds and so forth.
Smart.
You know, but I have things in order.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get you.
So, when you
like,
go
you know
to
where things are. Like, you're not going to stress out on where it's like, oh my God, where's my marigolds? Oh, wait, they're right there.
Yeah, I mean, I get, so I do a lot on Nicazon.
I understand.
I have fans come to my
island. Yeah, yeah.
I go to my fans' islands.
I get it. You have a lot of fun with traveling people.
I do that and so forth. So for I get a lot of people that come and they're like, wow, this island is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. But then I'll go to other islands and I'm like, I'm slacking. You know, like, some
because
of these
it's
things
so
are crazy.
Different. There are some. Okay, so there's an island from a Japanese player. I forget the person's tagline because, once again, it's also in Japanese. But it's literally an entire downtown Tokyo scene.
Yeah, I've
custom,
seen that.
Custom tile.
Unreal.
Custom everything. It is
insane. Yeah, I have a lot of custom stuff, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, me too. But it's like, it's so cool. It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
You know, you're in my game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember you were telling me.
I have the GHR pictures up and everything. Mm-hmm. And I have,
did you have
the
studio?
What I'm doing
like that?
Is, yeah, I have the studio, but what I'm doing is I'm going to scrap all that. And I'm thinking about, I don't know
redoing.
If I'm going to do it. I'm thinking about making, because Dylan has an account on the game, but he's not playing the game.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about just making an account with Dylan's, you know, and then just paying off all the loans, having the full house.
And making it the GHR house?
And then making
house?
It not just the GHR house, but one of the rooms would be a GHR studio. I want to do the studio a TV studio in there and have it so this way I can have guests come over and do the same. Because those people never contacted me back. So I want to do something similar. The talk show thing.
Okay.
I've got the whole red carpet thing set up. I already did the backdrops with the GHR pictures
that.
On it.
And you know, there's rope offs too. This, you can
yeah,
take
I have
a
all
red
of
carpet
it.
Outside.
I have the red carpets. I have all of that stuff.
That's hilarious.
So I was thinking that maybe if I can find a place to wedge in a house where it would look okay, I can do that, and then I have all the different rooms that
not
I can kind of go
idea.
With.
Not a bad idea. I like that.
So that's what I might wind up doing.
Nice.
But the good news is I finally got rid of that goddamn piece of shit
yes,
stew.
Yes, you got rid of stew.
I was so happy.
Stew is gone.
So here it is.
And you got ketchup, you son of a bitch.
So ketchup came
ketchup.
To the island.
She's adorable.
Ketchup came to the island. I still want
campsite?
My marina. So yeah. So okay. I'm gonna wind up getting rid of, if I have to get rid of another character to get my marina.
Ketchup's a rare one. That's why you.
No, I'm gonna
say,
keep ketchup.
Yeah, hold on to her.
But I want marina. So I'm thinking I might get rid of what do you call it? I have the gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it? So she, I might get rid of her.
Okay.
I don't know. There's Colton, which is the horse,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not crazy about him. But what do you call it? The like Danielle's not crazy about the gorilla. So I'm cool getting rid of her. And she walks around and has no pants on. And that's disturbing. So
you can gift her pants. She'll probably put it on.
She didn't. I did it 3 or 4 times. Didn't do it. And every one of these sons of bitches, every single one of them, every time I give them stuff, about a week later, they're giving it to either Danielle or Haley. They're re-gifting. And on top of that, like, I'll be on for an hour, and not one freaking peep. I don't get anything, and I talk to everybody.
Oh, no.
I talk to everybody. They go on for 2 seconds. They get reactions. They get gifts. I'm like, what the hell?
It's because you're not playing long enough. That's what
I'm playing long enough.
Nah.
I'm the only one that's playing long enough.
Ooh, then maybe you need to do a... I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know what to strategize.
So I wound up deciding that what do you call it, when ketchup came, I go, all right, I'm going to try. I'm probably not going to get anywhere with it. And if it's anybody except, you know, because when they come to your campsite, you don't get to choose who you're throwing
it's
out.
It's random, yeah.
It's random. So I'm like, well, I might as well try. Mm-hmm. So it took me about an hour to convince him, to convince her to stay.
Yeah, she's one of the harder ones if you get her on the campsite.
Yeah. And so she came on and, what do you call it? We went through it and I finally got her. And she went and she's like, they said they can't stay. And I'm like, yeah, it's going to tell me one of the freaking characters that I love, like Meringue or somebody else. And she's like, Stu said he'll go off the island. I'm like,
no.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Done.
That couldn't have been more perfect.
It was the most accomplished moment I've had on that game. I was so thrilled that it was absolutely amazing. And if you guys know you don't know who I'm talking about, go Google. Stu. And that's that. But anyway, that's
Boogie
about
with
all the
Stu,
time.
Baby.
That's about all the time we have here on with Ember and Skin. I want to make sure you guys continue to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media. What do you call it? And Zambo and I will be hanging again with you
Hell yeah.
next week.
Bye-bye.